92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Governor Hochul and Mayor Adams have been monitoring the rising crime rate in the New York City subway system, which is logging an average of 6 felonies a day. Recently, the city began installing new entry point security systems that are supposed to prevent people from hopping the turnstile and not paying their fare. That costs the city about $300 million a year, and those have failed to get the job done because people are walking through in tight groups, preventing the sensor from seeing a gap and closing the door. But they've come up with two new ideas to combat fare evasion and crime. First, 12-hour shifts for the police officers. Sure, that's what you want, tired police officers on the end of a shift. And changing to bright LED lights so that the security cameras can capture better images. Yeah, but guys, that's after the fact. You know, they had 900 police and security officers at the Chiefs Kansas City parade, and they still had someone with a gun kill someone and wound many others. Look, I don't have a solution for this, but it seems like mental health is at an astonishing all-time low in America, doesn't it?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.